Jimmy, our next guest isn't drunk on gin, nor is she enjoying a box of chocolates, but she is a case of bottle rockets. Jen Farley is a professional life coach and a performer in Madison and a member of the power trio Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. Performing all over Wisconsin for the past 10 years, Jen is performing at the Burr Oak in Madison on Sunday, December 17th in a special cabaret called Oi to the World. Here in the studio with us tonight, a box of bottle rockets and a Bic lighter, Jen Farley. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to see you.
Good to see you, too. It's always great to be here.
Jen, for our listeners who may not be familiar with you or your supergroup band, tell us a little bit about yourself. When did you get started in music? And what has been your musical journey since moving to the Mad City?
I was going to start with being born on a cold winter day, but No, I've lived here in Madison for about 13 years, and Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets started 10 years ago, which is crazy, and it's made up of Beth Killey, Shondell Marks, and myself, and we're all performers and singers in our own right, but have come together and create amazing harmonies and have an amazing good time together.
The harmonies, say that again, amazing harmonies.
Amazing harmonies.
Everybody together, amazing harmonies.
Amazing harmonies. Seriously, sometimes I don't know what sound is coming out of my voice and what's coming out of their voices. So it's one of those, like, we share one brain, one heart sometimes.
Oh, yeah. That's one voice. That's the touch right there.
So yeah, I've performed all over and so this is a new foray for me, this cabaret idea. So my little solo venture.
Oh, well, it's wonderful. We want to talk about the show, the cabaret, coming up in just a second. We want to ask you a little bit about the rock star life coaching that you do. I checked out your website today. It's just absolutely fantastic the way that you help people find their authentic selves and just be, you know, the shinier version of themselves. You want to help dreamers and seekers find and define their authentic voice to become the rock star in their own lives. So tell us about that mission to help people do just that.
Yeah. So everyone gets stuck and everyone gets in their own way. So as a life coach, I want to help people find the rock star within themselves. And rock star doesn't have to be anything about music. It could be what your true passions, your true identity, your authenticity is. So I just love helping people and I love connecting with people and talking to them. So I feel like through my music with Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets and the music that I do solo, that's one way of connecting with people. And then I discovered coaching a few years ago and have been able to become a professional certified life coach that way.
That's great. What another great way to reach out to people.
Yeah. I love it. It's great. And I want to be a shinier Jimmy Case someday down the line.
Even shinier?
A shinier Jimmy
Case. I don't know if that's possible.
I'm trying here. If you could, just in general, a good coaching technique, or what do you look for? What do you key off of people when they're looking for a specific thing? Like if they want to be a better public speaker or something like that?
Well, really, it's all about who you are. You are an expert in yourself. And I think sometimes people forget that. They are trying to pretend to be other things and other people. So sometimes it's just having to stop and listen and have someone asking you powerful questions about yourself and having you answer honestly and authentically, it's kind of there all along.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need someone there with you.
People love to talk about themselves. So if you can get them to open up about that, that's really a great way to learn and find those triggers that we were just asking about.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
Now, Jen, Saturday, December 17th at the Burr Oak in Madison, you're going to host your cabaret, Oi to the World. And did somebody take a left turn at the North Pole? I mean, tell us about this show, you know, Oi to the World.
Oi to the World.
What is this?
It's actually Sunday, not Saturday.
Sunday. December 17th.
Yes. So I have always loved holiday music. And I am a Jewish woman, and I have grown up Jewish my whole entire life. And I would say I am a Jew for Santa. I don't know what it is. I have the Christmas decorations up right after the day after Thanksgiving, and I just love it so much. And to my mother's dismay, she was not happy when I said how much I love Christmas music. But yeah, I want to celebrate Christmas music, and this show, Oi to the World, is holiday songs written or performed by Jewish entertainers.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't know if you know this, but like over 50% of the most popular and famous holiday songs were written by Jewish people.
I did not know that.
Really?
Yes. Like which ones?
Let It Snow, Silver Bells, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph. Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's when they were drinking the vodka or something like that, celebrating bar mitzvahs.
Christmas Waltz, The Christmas Song.
All right.
Just so
a ton of them. Like
there's
ones that we all know and probably a bunch that you know, you can't even think of, but when you hear it, you're like, oh, that's another one I love.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
And you're going to be singing all these?
I'm going to be singing them all.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
What kind of backing do you have as far as band or musicians behind you?
Yes. So I have a wonderful music director who's going to be playing keyboards. Her name is Lizzie Haller. And then Dan Kennedy's on bass and Jenna Jonas is on drums.
A couple of rock stars right there.
They are the hardest working musicians in Madison, I swear. Yeah. And I love them. I did a cabaret show in March and in October. And this trio of awesome musicians backed me up on this. So.
Now, is the Box of Chocolates lady going to be there? Shawnee Mark?
I thought you meant like the lady sitting next to Forrest Gump. Well, yes. So in my cabaret shows, I like to have a little special surprises and special guests. So Shawnee will be joining me. I'll spoil it. We're singing Sisters from White Christmas.
Sisters.
Oh, boy.
Because that was written by Irving Berlin, mm-hmm. who is Jewish. Oh,
there you go. I'm sensing a theme here.
But yes, so Shawnee Marks will be a special guest of mine at that show.
KJ, go do that again.
Sisters, sisters, never were there such devoted sisters.
KJ, beautiful. What are you doing on Sunday this Wednesday?
I'm going to sit in the audience and I'm just going to randomly sing out loud.
That's great.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Oh,
that
excellent.
Is what you're supposed
then
to
I'm
do.
I'm all set.
I heard that maybe your husband is going to make an appearance as well.
He is. He's also one of my special guests. And we will be performing a song that he wrote over 30 years ago. And we found this song, this Christmas song he wrote over 30 years ago while cleaning the basement. And he's like, you know what? Maybe we should record this. And I said, okay, why not? We recorded it, I think, last year. And we'll do that song.
How old is it? Like, how many years ago did he write it?
30.
Wow.
I know.
Did he even recognize it when he found it?
He was like, what is this piece of paper? And then he had to like remember the chords or make them up. I don't know. But it was awesome when we recorded it under the Farleys. It's on Spotify.
Under the Farleys?
The name of our group, the Farleys.
Oh.
It's called Christmas Time.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Awesome. He's not Jewish, but I guess, you know, like he could be. He looks like a Jewish mom.
Do you sing any Jewish like Hanukkah songs at all?
Yes, of course. Going to do the Hanukkah song and... I'm also going to do the 12 days of Christmas, which is like
she's doing my
Christmas in air quotes, like my Christmas.
Interesting.
Oh,
like egg rolls and latkes. And
this just sounds better every second.
Yes.
Chinese food.
Yes, Chinese food.
That's big on Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess I'm booked on the 17th. And then you've got more things coming up. You're featured in an upcoming new musical reading of It's a Wonderful Life happening at the Capital City Theater. And that's the 8th through the 10th, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So the Capital City Theater, which is a local theater company here in Madison, they are doing a reading of It's a Wonderful Life, and they are putting brand new written music to it that was written by Andy Abrams and John Adkins. And so it's the first time this has ever been performed. And I think what they're hoping to do is next year make it a full stage production.
Oh, nice.
So I was asked to be in this of this reading, and I'm playing Bert the Cop.
Okay.
Bert and Ernie in this show are women. So it's going to be so much fun. This music is addictive. I'm learning it this week and it is awesome. It's going to be so much fun. And it's going to be a very intimate experience because it's at the Capital City Theater Core where they rehearse and people are just going to be sitting and it's going to be great.
Jen Farley, you're amazing.
Oh, I need to come here every day.
Everybody,
yes, please.
Everybody together. Jen Farley is amazing.
Oh, Jen Farley is amazing.
Come on. I'm going to have to record that and like.
Oh, it's recorded.
It's out for the world already.
I appreciate it. That's my new phone tone or whatever.
Tell us how people can connect with you real quick.
Well, you can find me on all the social media things. My website for my coaching is coachjenfarley.com, ginchocolateandbottlerockets.com as well. You can get tickets to the show on December 17th at the Burr Oak. .com on their website, and then Capital City Theater's performance of It's a Wonderful Life can also be purchased on their website.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you guys.
To us. So much fun.
It.
Great to see you again. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Christmaka.
It's a big month for celebrations. Jimmy's birthday's this month.
Yeah. Oh my
goodness. On the 15th.
Couple weeks. Yes, happy.